As we go now into our sitting practice, I'd like to invite us through some very simple instructions to review some of what we've done in the last 2 weeks, where we've looked at the first foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of the body, and the second foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of the feeling tone of something being pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And the theme today is mindfulness of what are sometimes called mind states. I think in our ordinary English, we could talk about thoughts, emotions, and different kinds of states that can be there in different ways. But most broadly, different thoughts, emotions, thought-emotion complexes. And so I'll give very simple instructions that cover all three. The initial instructions are related to mindfulness of the body, and these are really our typical instructions, which I will just name in a simple way. That is to, for most of us, to be aware of the body in the form of the sensations of breathing and to keep returning to the breath when the mind wanders. We can also notice any kind of bodily experiences that become predominant. Could be sensations in the body other than the breath, could be sounds, and so forth. So our way of working with the first foundation of mindfulness, mindfulness of the body, in our sitting practice is typically by focusing on the breath and then being with bodily experiences if and when they become predominant. So I'll invite that for the first period, and then maybe about a third the way through, I'll come back and give some very simple instructions for the second foundation of mindfulness. continuing with our practice of being with the primary object, for many of us the breath, and then returning. It's one way of practicing mindfulness of the body. I'm going to bring in now very simple instructions for the second foundation, which is to be aware of the sense of pleasant or unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor pleasant, what we usually call neutral. There are different ways to do this practice, or different ways to explore this territory, and I'll give probably the most accessible way to practice, which is to look out if there's a significantly pleasant or a significantly unpleasant experience. Could be related to the heat, for example, or thoughts of something that has occurred, whatever goes through your experience, but look out particularly for the sense of pleasant or unpleasant, where it has some strength. It may or may not happen, but if it does, explore what that experience of the pleasant is like. The teaching is that when we're not fully aware of the pleasant, we will tend to go from the pleasant to wanting and then grasping. In a parallel way, we will go from the experience of the unpleasant, which could be an unpleasant thought, bodily experience, emotion, memory, and so forth. We will tend to go from the unpleasant experience to not wanting it and pushing it away. Often that will happen virtually automatically. I remember something unpleasant from yesterday in an interaction, and I very quickly go to being judgmental, which we could say is the pushing away. So it can happen virtually automatically, but keep your radar out for that experience. And sometimes you can even, when you notice, for example, the judgment, you can then almost go back and say, okay, is there an unpleasant experience that's driving this? So keep it simple. Mostly just setting the radar for any significant pleasant or unpleasant experience, and then just exploring what occurs. Now building on the first two foundations, some very simple instructions for the third foundation of mindfulness, which is mindfulness especially of different kinds of thoughts, emotions, thought-emotion complexes. And here, again, we can stay with the breath or the anchor. And if thoughts or emotions become predominant, be mindful of them. You can be mindful by first noticing that they're present. You can give a very quiet label, maybe planning or remembering, or a particular thought emotion pattern. Give it a little label. If it lasts for a while, be mindful of that pattern. Perhaps reviewing something that happened, going over it in some way from memory, having different thoughts, and see if you can be mindful of the thoughts, mindful of any emotions that are present, mindful of the way the body is, if something lasts for a while. And then special attention if there's any form of reactivity that occurs. Reactivity in the two forms of grasping, particularly through thoughts and emotions, or pushing away in some automatic way through thoughts and emotions. Again, it could be being judgmental, could be having a negative storyline about someone else or oneself. So third instruction, notice thoughts, emotions, thought-emotion complexes, particularly if they take the forms of the reactivity of grasping or pushing away. Know that they're there, and if they last for a while, be mindful of just what the experience is like.